Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I love that the beginning of the quickie say there's always time to fit in inspiration because I am going to be chatting with you about divine timing, waiting for the right time, what our story is around time coming in just a minute. But first, I just want to say that Chris is my husband, for those of you who don't know, we have been working on a project for a very long time. We have been getting asked for him and I to do something together, whether it's an event or some sort of project, something together with the male and female perspective and really showing what it looks like on the inside of our relationship and on the inside of our life to make it work, to create the success that we've created in our lives. And what did that journey really look like? And Chris and I have finally launched a product that is all about your journey, what it really looks like, and getting aligned with your highest message, your highest potential, and aligning your money mindset so that you can create the income and the impact that you want in the world. And this program that we've come up with is a life program, and it is called Aligned. And I'm so excited to introduce it to you because Aligned also comes with a live event if you choose to go into the program. So if you choose to do the program, you can also do the live event. You can see all of the details at LoriHarder.com/aligned. And I am giddy because not only are Chris and I working together, but we're literally covering any question that we can think of that we have gotten asked. And this course also comes with 9 weeks of live group coaching. So once a week for 9 weeks, Chris and I are going to do live group coaching where you can come to us with any question that you want. We'll be discussing different topics that are going on in the course. And you guys, this course is literally blowing my mind. And you can join us now. And the first people who join are the only ones who are actually going to get that live coaching because we're only doing it for those first 9 weeks. So this course is going to start in the beginning of April. And you guys can be the first ones to join this initial tribe who gets the live coaching one-on-one so that you guys can create the impact and finances to support your message and support that impact that you want to make. So I cannot wait to see you. I cannot wait to have you in this tribe. Again, that's LoriHarder.com/aligned. And I am beyond excited. Like, I'm really not sure if I've been this excited, probably because I have a partner to do all of this with. And really the perspective that comes when two people are talking on different topics is really, really beautiful. It helps me dig deeper and share more, and it helps him dig deeper and share more. And not only doing it as a couple, but just sharing from the male and female perspective. And you guys, this is not just for couples. This is for everyone. This is just gaining and giving more perspective from all different viewpoints. And of course, he has different gifts and talents than I have. He has a lot of different ways of helping people shift their money mindset into massive abundance in ways that I do not have. So it's really, really exciting. All right. So with that, you guys, I have had so many different events and programs and book tours, launches, new things in my life that is calling me to this massive up-leveling. And you guys know that I use these quickies as like personal therapy and talk sessions to really tell you what the journey looks like and what I'm feeling. And when I say up-leveling, I mean the up-leveling of my life. But with that has come a lot of learning to really create and get things done in a much shorter amount of time. Now, I used to have a story around timing and what I needed to create a talk and what time I needed to create a program and what type of space and where I needed to be and how inspired I needed to feel, and that I needed to feel like I was in my most healthy, fit body, and that I needed the circumstances in my house to be perfect, and that I needed certain things to feel inspired and aligned. And let me tell you that that is just never the case. And I will also say that thinking that you need a ton of time to create is also not the case. Now, there are dream scenarios where a lot of time and space is really a nice to have. It lets you marinate more. It lets you really think about a lot of different ideas and perspectives. And sometimes the procrastination and the extra time, or when extra time comes from procrastination, can also be perfect. Because sometimes if you find that you have the luxury of extra time and you're procrastinating, sometimes there's a gift in the procrastination because some extra things will come, or you'll end up completely switching something. But if you're like me and you really believe that everything is in divine timing and the universe is always conspiring in your favor, and if an opportunity is coming to you that you feel enthusiastic about, even if it feels too soon, everything can be done in whatever amount of time that you have. Now, I've had some talks lately that I would have loved to have had a month on or a couple weeks on, but I have a talk that I have gotten only to spend a day on. So with that said, I had a story around thinking that I needed a ton of time to create these talks, to make them perfect. My TEDx talk took me 30 days. I used all 30 days up until the very minute before the talk to feel ready for it, to tweak my notes, a million things like that. And now I'm really leaning into the idea that when you over-prepare and you over, I'm almost going to make up a word, perfectionize, over tweak, over try to over perfect something, try to make something perfect. Yes, I just actually made up a word. We can do that though. When it's your own, when you have your own podcast, you can make up words too. It's going to be awesome. You'll love it. All right. So when we do that, we're not leaving space for faith or trust, and we're not making room for God, divine, higher power, energy, whatever you believe in. For me, God, higher power, to come in. And you're not surrendering to the actual message that needs to come through. I'm not saying don't be prepared. I am saying have a lot of faith that you know that your daily life is actually where you should be speaking from, that your authentic message and that you and your inner wisdom and your inner guidance is actually going to require a little less perfectionism and prepping in order to come through. So where in your life are you over prepping? Where in your life are you waiting too much to feel perfect? Where in your life are you thinking that you have to have it just right and perfectly memorized, and you're not making room for the divine message to come through? You're not having faith and you are not trusting. Now, there's a couple things about having faith and trusting though. The day of, or the days leading up, it's very important that you are getting quiet. It's important that you're meditating. It's important that you're praying. It's important that you are asking for guidance, or you're asking for that Holy Spirit, or you're asking for that higher strength or that higher power to come into your life, to take the wheel, for you to be the vessel, for you to be the vehicle, and for you to get out of the way and stop coming from ego and thinking that this needs to be about you and that it's about the message and it's about the person that you're speaking to. So the best thing that I can always do is tap into the audience and say, what do they need the most? What are their fears? And honestly, their fears are your fears. Their fears are your fears. You are them and they are you. So the more that you can speak to what you're overcoming and your fear and what you need the most likely that's probably your perfect aligned tribe as well, which means that's probably the people that you have already attracted in your life. And the thing is even if they're not your perfect tribe, that's fine too, because they are humans. So at the end of the day, we are all humans and we're all dealing with the same thing. We all have the same fears, you guys. We all have the fear of starting. We all have the fear of thinking that we need to be perfect. We all have the fear of not being enough. We all have the fear of, we have this thing where we're comparing ourselves or we're jealous or we don't think that we're valuable or worthy. One or all of those things is what the person that you're talking to or that you are serving will be feeling. So get out of your way and stop making it perfect. Allow the message to come through and allow the imperfections to come through. So instead of getting done with your talk or getting done with the content or getting done with your program and saying that's not perfect, know that the imperfection is actually maybe the most needed thing that they need to see. And I don't mean they need to see you screw up. I mean, sometimes the imperfection is the perfect message for them. What you thought was imperfect might have been perfectly placed in your mouth for them to hear. Because you guys, nobody wants to see perfect anymore. I surely don't. The one thing that used to stop me was when I used to think that people were perfect. Like you guys, when I really started getting into the fitness world in the 90s and early 2000s, it was like such a time of airbrushing and perfection and the articles right down to like what they ate and what they did. They never showed any flaws. It was like the most, now, no offense to anyone in fitness in that time, but it was all about like only showing your strengths and really not showing the authentic side of the challenges. So of course I'd read that and be like, okay, well, I wasn't a cheerleader. I wasn't an athlete and I like candy and I like pizza and I like wine and I struggle with binge eating and I feel totally unworthy some days. And to me, it seems like these women always wake up super powerful. It seems like they have zero cravings. They really, really like eating greens and plain chicken. And I just don't feel that way. So I'm never going to be able to do this. And I would feel totally defeated. So it wasn't until people started being really authentic and saying that they struggled or saying what their day actually looked like. And that even if you just put together a few good days, you're ahead of the game. And even if you just put yourself out there in an authentic way, you're getting out there and you're changing lives. You guys, at the end of the day, you are just here to fulfill whatever is on your heart. And if it's holding you back because you're waiting for the perfect time or you think you need all of this space, you're not leaving room for the divine. You're not trusting and you're not having faith that you are supported and that you are made of something so much bigger than you can understand. And if we don't ever lean in and if we don't ever trust, if we don't ever do the trust fall, you'll never actually know how supported you are and how beautiful it is when you are caught, right? So when you're doing that trust fall and you're falling backwards, when you are caught by those beautiful, graceful arms, how good that feels and what that message is that's going to come through that you will always be provided for. You will always be given what you need, but you can't be given exactly what you need in the exact moment that you need it when you fill it with your own ego and your own needs and your own need to look good. Leave some space. Leave a little room for that time right before the catch where you're like, oh dang, I mean, I think I'm ready, but at the same time, I just don't feel ready. You guys, leap, just leap. And even sometimes when it doesn't turn out the way that you want, even when it feels messy, that's the perfect message for the people that were listening. And you just have to trust that that is all a part of your journey and that that is going to help propel you to understand what you need to do for the next time. So I hope this helps you guys, because at the end of the day, I really just think that the only thing stopping us is us. And I don't think that, I know that, because for me, that's the story over and over and over. And when I'm feeling unprepared, when I'm feeling not ready, it's because I am not trusting my higher power. So I am leaning in I'm trusting and I'm continuing to show up. This doesn't mean it's easy. In fact, it's very challenging. But once you flex this muscle, you're going to get used to it more and more and more. And you'll be able to finish and complete whatever you need to do in whatever amount of time you are given, because you'll leave space, right? You'll just leave space. Prepare as much as you can, but then leave space to know that you will be provided with the words and the message that you need to give your people. It will all come through in divine timing if you lean in, if you surrender, if you trust, and if you have faith. So you guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I always love hearing from you. I love looking at your Insta stories and seeing what's affected you, what feels good, what you're going through. And I love going on walks for you and being in your car with you, because that is exactly what I do and what I did. I still do such a tribe of mentors in my ears at all times with podcasts. So I am honored and humbled to be your podcast friend. So you guys, thank you so much for listening. And again, if you want to go check out that aligned course, because I really hope to have you in this tribe, it's going to be a really epic, life-changing, authentic, real course about everything that we have done to get to where we are, to create 2 and now going on 3 7-figure businesses, to really support this message in a massive way. And you know, Chris's message is, when good people make good money, they do great things. And that couldn't be more true. So this course is not just about getting your message out. It's about making sure that you can support it and sustain it and create the life and experiences and the money to be able to give back in a massive way, because that is a huge part of Chris and I's entire life, is making sure that we give back all of the blessings, as many blessings as we have gotten. And we really believe that you and everyone is capable of this life, because we're just a couple of kids from Wisconsin, and you guys can absolutely do this too. So you guys, until next time, earn your happy. Bye everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved, by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.